And good evening, audio boo people. Yes, I can still say good evening. It's about 5 minutes to 12 to midnight. The 18th day of February, family day here in some parts of Canada, in Ontario, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. And anyway, what I wanted to talk about in this audio boo is one of the hobbies I like to do, and that's walking. I like to walk, and if you've been following me on audio boo for some time, you will have heard that I've done many boos while out walking in the nicer weather. Of course, now being wintertime, I'm not out much unless the weather's really, really favorable. Or like if there's little or no snow on the ground, because I'm not really a big fan of winter. But I can walk for an hour. Sometimes I've, like, an hour and a half to 2 hours I've walked continuously before. And like when I go to the nearest Tim Hortons from here, it's about a 35-minute walk, which I don't mind that. But I've actually walked years ago with my sister, Crystal, who's no longer with us. This is back in 1990. I walked. She lives at the west end of St. Catharines on Fawell, which is off Martindale Road. And I walked all the way up to, which was at the time Woolco, which is now the Walmart, was at the Lincoln Mall up here at this end of Welland Avenue. So I basically went up Martindale, up Martindale to the intersection there by Welland Avenue, 4th Avenue, Louth Street. It all comes together because Martindale, of course, changes to Louth Street, and Welland Avenue changes to 4th Avenue further on down. So that, so I went there, and then Welland Avenue all the way up, through St. Catharines all the way up to the north end here. That took about an hour continuously, but my sister Crystal would not ride in a vehicle. She would walk everywhere. Even if it took forever, she would do it, because with anorexia, that's one of the things you did. You were active all the time. And, but I generally like to walk because it's good exercise, I know, and I like being out in the nice weather. There's also there's a pathway along the Welland Canal here that actually goes the full length of the canal from Lake Ontario, all the way up to the other end of the canal at Lake Erie. And, they did that pathway several years ago, paved it. Most of it is paved. And it can be used for walking, biking, rollerblading, skateboarding, anything that way that you can go along. Of course, this part of it up here, and of course through other parts of residential areas, I like walking where there's not a lot of traffic because, of course, it makes the walk more enjoyable and where there's a lot of trees and stuff. And so I've always enjoyed that, and I used to ride a bike years ago, but I don't anymore. I still could, I guess, if I really wanted to, but just too much of a hassle and just too much traffic on the roads and all. And and my parents, about 91, I was going to take my bike to Brantford with me, said no, you can't because of liability, and if I hit somebody, I'd be responsible because I'm pretty much doing something I shouldn't when I'm riding a bike, knowing that I can't see so well, which I don't really believe that, but oh well, I didn't really have much of a choice at the time. So, and I didn't really want to put the money out to buy a bike just for there, and then, of course, with maintenance and all. So walking, of course, it has its advantages. You don't have to pump up tires. You don't got to worry about putting your bike on a rack when you get somewhere. You don't got to, you don't got to worry about a rack. You just walk to wherever you want to go and just leave when you're done, and you don't got to worry about any bike or a car being swiped or anything like that. Just go. It takes up a little while, but you got the time, walk. And, of course, gives me plenty of time to audio boo as well, which, as I said earlier on, I've done plenty of those, audio boos while walking. Of course, the last several have been from in here because it's been so cold outside, so That's why I haven't done any walking booths. But they'll pick up again when the weather gets nice. So, with that said, I will wrap things up and get this boo out to y'all. And so, you enjoy and have a blessed day. And so, take care, everyone. And actually, at point of closing, it's now February the 19th. So, take care, everybody, and have a blessed day.